You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Not sure what to get your favorite Browns fan? Well, shop.clevelandbrowns.com, the official online pro shop of the Browns, has the best selection of merchandise for fans of all ages, over 2,000 items in stock. Visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com today. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm will bring in our producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs, play a little after further review.
All right, guys. Everybody recovered from last night?
Yeah, man. I'm great.
You know, I got to ask, wouldn't this game be better if it was played on Friday night?
Oh, it'd be epic on a Friday night.
You know, because
so much better. What is this Monday
or
night?
Or even,
Monday
you know, it'd be better on a Saturday night to wake up to playoff football?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. I go back. You and I, Matt, I was telling you yesterday the stories about the first time when you guys won back in 2002, it was on a Friday night, and it was truly a debacle. So I guess you saved me a bunch of money this year.
But to the tune of $800, right?
Allegedly. All right, let's get into this.
After further review.
Question number one, guys. Who is your number one candidate right now that's available to replace Kyle Shanahan as offensive coordinator?
I think for me, I let out with it when the news first broke, and the name that brings not only quarterback experience in growing quarterbacks, has been a play caller before, but it also too brings experience to this coaching staff, and it's Mark Trestman. Fresh out of, yes, some trials and tribulations as head coach in Chicago, but I think Chicago market's a firestorm a lot like New York, New Jersey, so he's dealt with that pressure to perform, and I think that he's a guy that could come here 3 to 5 years, as I've said, and build and grow and be a part of this culture change in retooling the Cleveland Browns and building that quarterback in this offense to compete in our division and then maybe potentially be up for a head coaching job at that time.
To me, it's got to be somebody who is committed to developing the quarterback and someone who has had success with quarterbacks in the past. So Trestman is one. Scott Linehan, they're saying they're talking to. He could be one for me. I do think Bill Callahan fits nicely with the ground attack and the line. He doesn't necessarily check the quarterback box, so you'd have to have a very good quarterback coach with him, alongside of him. He'd be one. Maybe a blast from the past out there. Not a name that I've heard linked to the Browns at all, but and I don't even know if he has any interest in coaching anymore or not. But what about Mike Martz? Bring back a quarterback guru, somebody who I think
about basketball on grass.
Maybe could get the best out of a guy like Johnny Manziel. So those are the names that I would say.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. Rank the final four playoff teams in order of number one to number four.
I would go, I think you've got to put the Buckeyes at number one. I believe he means
NFL playoffs.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, my mind is still focused on college football. Sorry.
I think Mike Doss was too when I talked to him earlier.
It's hard not to be. I think that for me, I would go Seattle, New England, Green Bay, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, I'm sure, is fourth for me. After that, I think the other ones are all pretty much right there. I'm going to go New England 1, Seattle 2, Green Bay 3.
Okay. I like that. Could have gone either way.
And, of course, the Colts 4.
After further review.
It's a quick one today. Question number three. Did Peyton Manning play his final game this past Sunday?
I'm going to say no. I don't believe so. He may have played his last game as a Bronco, as crazy as that is to say. But I think for some reason, the competitor in him, this game has never, to me, from a watching Peyton Manning, been about money. It's about success. It's about team and his legacy. And I think that I don't think Peyton is satisfied leaving the game of football, knowing that his younger brother has more championships than he does.
I think he's done. I think his goose is cooked. I know they came out with the quad injury, and maybe that's the case, but his arm hasn't looked good for weeks. I just think he's done at this point. I don't think Peyton Manning is going to play again. If he does, you know, he's going to chase glory one last time, and I think it could be an ugly kind of flame out for him. The guy's had a great career. He's the best regular season quarterback of all time. I just think he's done. I don't know how when you watch that game against the Indianapolis Colts, it didn't seem like anything else was possible other than the fact that he is, in fact, done as an elite quarterback in the NFL. And I don't think he's the kind of guy who wants to hang around when he's not elite.
That's true.
I just think physically his body's betraying him, and it makes sense with all the injuries and all the things he's endured.
After further review.
Question number four today, guys. We shift back to college football.
Thank you.
Everybody talking about the possibilities are pretty good for Ohio State to repeat as national champions. What would be the one thing that could derail a repeat championship for the Buckeyes?
Well, we know it's not injuries at the quarterback position. That's for sure. What I think could derail Ohio State from repeating is I believe that with success, as we've seen in the NFL, at the coordinator or position coaches, they get opportunities to go other places. We've seen offensive coordinator Tom Herman leave to become the University of Houston head football coach. I don't know what other jobs are available, but if anyone on the staff could see an upgrade, that means a position coach going to be a coordinator at another big school, or potentially, you know, get a head football coaching job, that if this staff under Urban Meyer started, you know, leaving and there are too many pieces to fill, kids have to rebuy in. But when it comes to the team, they're very talented. That might be the only reason why.
You know, it just could be the letdown. You work so hard, you've won, and now, you know, you maybe don't put in that extra time because you've already won. I could think maybe quarterback controversies could derail them. Listen, it's college and these are young kids, and all it takes are a couple of slip-ups here or there, and you lose a couple games you shouldn't, and you're out. I think talent-wise, they will be there. I think they have a great shot to repeat. I just think it's hard to repeat. You look at any of these teams, you get in the playoffs on one day. If you don't bring your best game, you know, you're going to be out. So I think it's tough to repeat, but I think the talent will be there. I think the drive, obviously, from Urban Meyer will be there at the top, but I think they've got a great shot. I think they'll be back in the playoff, and that's all you can ask for. You got to get to the dance and then see what you can do.
Matt, to follow up with you on that question, I know you weren't there the following year, but what kept the Buckeyes from repeating back in 2003?
You know, it's tough to say, and I think in some cases it's a lot of what Nathan just talked about, that letdown because they were the most talented football team, and I might be mistaken, but I know my year there were six of us drafted, and just goes to show how talented we are. In that 2003 year, I believe we set an NFL record and had 13 guys drafted off that football team. And it might have just been, and I think you lose a game at the wrong time in college football, and you're at that time, because of the BCS, you were mathematically eliminated from the process.
It made it much tougher then, I'm sure.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. Urban Meyer told his team that if they were able to win the national championship, he'd get a tattoo. So the question is, what should Urban Meyer's tattoo be?
I too heard that same story, and I too read an ESPN article with Jeff Heurman, senior tight end, NFL draft prospect, might be a Cleveland Brown, who knows, later in second or third round, as well as Joey Bosa. Were both said they were going to ride Urban Meyer every single day they see him about getting that tattoo, and they will be holding hands with him when it happens. Now, what is he going to get? And I think Bosa and Heurman both talked about the Block O. I think it's very fitting, very appropriate. Maybe the Block O with 2014 below it, or as built into it somehow to make it about this year and this group of guys.
Don't you think it should be, I'd like to see the script Ohio, perhaps.
That'd be cool.
I think a script Ohio or a big Buckeye leaf.
Yeah. Sweet.
I think you almost have to go script Ohio. Like, if you go with anything Ohio State, what happens if he goes somewhere else to coach? Like,
well,
script Ohio is the whole general, you know, he loves Ohio. Ohio means a lot to him. You know, I think that's a general way to look at it.
It is. And just to bring in a former teammate, LaDainian Tomlinson had he's got a Chargers lightning bolt on one of his calves, like on the rear of his calf. And I always just thought, well, dude, are you going to be a Charger forever? What if you go play for another team? And I think it's more so than anything, it's about this group of men that we've heard Urban Meyer talk about the last, you know, month. It's the closest group of guys he's ever been a part of, and so on and so forth. So I think this tattoo, regardless of what it is, it's going to be something that has to do with Ohio State. That's the one for sure. And it'll be special because even if it's a bland tattoo, it's going to be about the guys that were a part of it.
You guys have any ink?
I do not.
I have a couple.
Wilhelm's got some. What do you got over there?
I've got my son's initials on my shoulder, MTW in Old English writing. Him and I share the same initial, so it's mine essentially too. And then I've got some kanji tattoos on my wrists for strength and family.
Fair enough.
Yes.
That wraps up after further review today, guys.
Thank you, bro.
All right, we'll be back with our final segment of the show today. 216-578-0850. Get your final thoughts in here. We can talk anything. Browns, coaching searches in the NFL. Of course, we can still talk about the wonderful news, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the national champions. We can talk about all that as we wrap things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.